I'm Jonathan Reeves. It's a typical day at Brooklyn High School. In between classes, students can be seen going to their lockers, grabbing textbooks, talking with teachers, and chatting with friends. What's becoming more typical throughout the schools is seeing more new students coming in, especially at the beginning of the new school year. Yesterday, we told you about the population growth in Brooklyn, with a lot of that having to do with the increased growth on Highway 49 between Jonesboro and Perigold. The increased growth is bringing in more families to Brooklyn as they're taking jobs in the area. As a result, more homes are going up. A new apartment complex that will house a couple hundred families opens next year. And the Brooklyn School District has to constantly address a growth problem district-wide. Superintendent Kevin McCoy says there's been a building boom in that town.
Building is one area west of Brooklyn, especially, which is just north of Jonesboro, has some of the better building areas in the area, in the county. It's hills, trees, and you can drive the roads west of Brooklyn, whether it would be asphalt or gravel. There's homes being built everywhere. And many people are trying to move into our district now because of our school district. They realize that we are an excellent educational facility. They're wanting to be part of the district. Plus, we have some great building sites in the state or in the county, so people just want to be part of our district.
Now, with the growth becomes one of the biggest challenges Brooklyn Schools is now facing every year. About 10 years ago, there were roughly 900 students at the school district, and now that number has doubled to over 1,800 students. The challenge is where to place all those students.
The biggest challenge is to have enough classrooms. We just completed a junior high addition. We moved in and latter part of November. We added five classrooms and a science lab, so that gave us some more room there. 2 years ago, we added more classrooms to our middle school and elementary, also added a PE facility to our middle school to give more room to those areas. And in June, we're going to start a large high school construction project to add classrooms to our high school. And in addition, the problem that arises at times, we've had to add portable classrooms to our elementary this year. We added four classrooms simply because of just outstanding growth. But we are projected to add to the elementary again in 2013, along with building a complete new middle school.
And McCoy tells about the need for a new middle school at Brooklyn.
By building a new middle school, which will be on a different piece of property that we own north of the elementary, we will be able to incorporate the current middle school into our junior high and high school campus and utilize all of those classrooms. So that will allow our junior high and high school additional growth space in the future, which we foresee to surpass probably the lower grades, because currently kindergarten through sixth grade have some exceptionally large classes that will be moving into our secondary, and with those we're going to need more classrooms. So this will not only benefit the middle school by building a new facility, but the old middle school will be incorporated into the secondary school.
And McCoy says there's a new construction project every school year to accommodate the growth.
I have been superintendent now, this is my sixth year, and since I started, I've been involved in a different building project every year. And at least for the next 10 years, I see a new building project every year. It's not going to change. And it's a great problem to have, as I mentioned. And I think many school districts would be in the, like to be in our situation. But it's just going to be beneficial to the entire area.
And McCoy says that traffic is a major issue at the schools.
With four students, you have additional car riders. In secondary, you have more kids driving, but traffic is an issue. But the mayor and the city police work closely with us. They help us as far as monitoring the traffic. They help out as far as many times opening the doors for the students in the elementary classes. We've worked well together on changing the traffic patterns to try to ease the flow from building to building.
And McCoy says that those new traffic patterns are looked at every summer to make the traffic flow easier at all the schools, especially at the one school in the district that's seeing the most growth.
Our largest growth continues to be in the elementary school. The elementary is a separate campus. It is in its seventh year, I believe, of existence since we built it. And when it was built, we foresaw that it would be large enough to last many years, but it's full. And the growth continues there. But we also, this year at least, basically had a balance of growth in elementary, middle school, junior high, and high school. So we're getting move-ins within the district throughout the district. But our elementary continues to maintain because we have an excellent preschool program, and we do have parents bringing their children from other districts to our preschool. And once they get here and realize how good our district is, they want to stay.
75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 96, 97.
First grade students learning a math lesson from teacher Jessica Hearn.
Joshua says that two tens rods and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 1s cubes equals 25. Is he right?
Yes.
Give him a great big Charlie Brown.
And having fun. It's the kind of thing that Principal Dr. Nicole Covey likes to see. Covey says the elementary school is full, and the challenge is trying to find where to accommodate the growth.
With such growth, we can't keep up building wise to accommodate. So when we talk about adding adding a new classroom or adding a part-time position, having room to provide space for therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy that come in to do in our building, and having to find places for those people can very much put you into a crisis mode because you run out of space very quickly. So I think as far as continuing on with our day-to-day operations as far as educating our children, I don't feel like that any of that changes due to the growth. I think our teachers still do a great job of ensuring that every child has the opportunity to learn. But as far as from the management standpoint, yes, it does feel a little overwhelming at times in trying to ensure that I can provide space and materials and time to all the adults in the building as we continue to grow as well.
And Covey says officials are constantly working on plans to make accommodations.
We've been fortunate that they built this building in 2002, and they built it anticipating some growth in the area. I don't think they built it anticipating the type of growth we have, but we did add on 4 classrooms last year. We have added 2 portable buildings this year. We were fortunate that one portable building we didn't have to move kids out to. We were able to move some adults out into that building and keep our kids in the building, which is always our goal. But we've been very fortunate that we do have space. And we're just getting to the point now where we're reaching in all of our classrooms, we're reaching that that magic number, as I call it, that the state says that each classroom cannot have any more than this. That's when we start kind of getting into the mode of, do we add another classroom? At what point do we add another classroom? And then the ultimate question is, where are we going to put them? And so that gets kind of difficult.
Covey expects a sharp increase over the next few years in the number of children attending the school, as more parents working at the new NEA Baptist Hospital will enroll their children in area schools such as Brooklyn. Superintendent Kevin McCoy agrees, and he says this summer the district will look at how it's addressing housing all the students and the new students that are expected to be enrolled this summer. We will start week 3 of our Highway 49 series on Monday here on KASU, as we'll talk about the new Craighead County Fairgrounds.